Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Steven and today is Wednesday, March 20th. Volkswagen is now the first car maker to develop a Level 4 autonomous driving vehicle for large-scale production. Level 4 means that the car can handle the majority of driving situations independently in a defined area, such as a city. It can also drive alone without passengers. The car features two independent computers, 13 cameras, 9 LiDAR units, and 5 radar units. A cloud connection provides the autonomous vehicle with swarm data from other road users about the traffic situations and updates to the 3D maps. Volkswagen aims to develop a fully electric autonomous vehicle for use in the US and European markets by 2026. Tesla partnership with Iron Ridge combines their products into a solution that's expected to slash rooftop solar costs. Improvements in solar power are not just about panels and inverters. A lot of the cost of a solar system is linked to design, installation, and mounting equipment. If you can reduce those costs, you can reduce the overall costs. Iron Ridge announced that its latest mounting system, combined with the Tesla mid-circuit interrupter, enables solar installations to have a rapid shutdown system without module-level power electronics. The company believes that it will dramatically lower component count, leading to a higher reliability and reduced service cost. Now, this sounds like an interesting idea that could make installations less complicated and therefore less costly. Tesla's solar prices were already super competitive, but the company has greatly slowed down its own installations. Now, it primarily works with other solar installers and tries to sell its own solar ecosystem powered by the Powerwall and now this new solution. Two men have been charged in New York for trying to sell Tesla manufacturing trade secrets to undercover agents. The two defendants in the complaint worked for Ibarra, and after Tesla's acquisition, they set up their own company to produce and sell systems based on the technology now owned by Tesla. They advertised that they were selling spare Tesla parts and battery assembly line plans. Undercover agents made contact with the two individuals at a trade show and claimed that they wanted to buy a battery production line from them. These two agents were able to get the two defendants to send them a proposal that reportedly included Tesla's battery assembly plants. Now, if convicted, the men could face up to 10 years in prison. Tesla has confirmed that it has ramped up battery cell production to produce over 1,000 Cybertrucks last week at Gigafactory Texas. With the start of the Cybertruck production, Tesla switched production to a new version of the 4680 cell for the Cybertruck. Tesla said that battery production is not a bottleneck in Cybertruck's production ramp and that they even have weeks of battery inventory. Tesla seems to have ramped up production with sometimes several hundred Cybertrucks spotted coming out of the Austin factory. However, this might be a one-time occurrence metric, as they did not explicitly say that this is a per week capability. There have been reports of Tesla having issues ramping up battery cell production, which would explain why they have been recruiting from the semiconductor industry. While automakers prepare to launch their next wave of electric vehicles, Hyundai already has an EV that checks all the boxes. The Hyundai IONIQ 6 is the only EV on the market offering fast charging in under 20 minutes, over 350 miles of range, and an affordable starting price of $38,650. Hyundai introduced the IONIQ 6 2022, and it's the only EV on the market that meets buyers' median price, range, and charging targets. EV holdouts are looking for faster charging, more range, and lower prices. Hyundai is even offering a $7,500 cash offer, bringing the prices down to just over $30,000. Automakers are rushing to introduce new low-cost EVs. Tesla is gearing up to launch its next-gen electric car at $25,000. And Rivian recently unveiled the R2 starting at $45,000, with a 300-mile range, which enters production in 2026. They also introduced the R3, an even smaller and more affordable model that will follow. Kia is launching a lineup of EVs with prices starting at $30,000. The Korean automaker already launched an electric SUV in China with a starting price of $20,000. In today's community comments found on YouTube, someone brought up that there are many Chinese brands of EVs. And to that, I say, Foreign manufacturers have gotten very competitive, and it will be interesting to see how American companies stack up with the transition to electric. Thank you for watching Quick Charge by Electric. I'm Steven, and have a great day.